This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 15th of August. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets now, and let's take a look at the main share index in America, the Dow Jones, which closed up a third of 1% at 18,636, its highest level ever. I asked Jiri Cherukuri from Oakbrook Investments what was going on.
Maybe what you could say is it's sort of like a melt-up in the stock market because it's just more of the same today. And last week or so, several weeks, we just had slowly the market just keeps going up and up and up as people are looking for where to invest their money, and they're looking at these low bond yields and saying, I can't take these low bond yields, so where else can I make some money?
Traders used to say sell in May and go away in August. You know, nothing happened. What's changed in recent years?
Not much has changed, but I guess it's just been slowly upwards because we have had actually a little bit of decent economic numbers, and corporate earnings are not so bad. Bond yields are low, so they're trying to figure out where to put their money, and this is where to put the money.
You're essentially saying it's better to put your money in the stock market, even if there's no real reason for it going up, than just getting almost nothing if you put it in bonds.
Well, I think that's what the market is doing. That's what investors are doing. And also the central banks are providing liquidity into the market by keeping rates low and putting money into the world economy. So that's just what's happening. So I don't know.
So it's sort of stupid for investors not to borrow the money, but once they've got it, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. With stocks, at least you get a decent dividend yield. So stocks aren't so overvalued that dividend yields are low. And actually, in parts of the market, dividend yields are higher than bond yields. So they feel like maybe a little bit complacency, but at least you get some dividend yield that gets you some income that way.
Jiri Cherukuri from Oakbrook Investments. At the end of the trading day in London, the FTSE 100, London's main share index, closed up 0.5% at 69.41. The pound weakened slightly against the US dollar, a pound currently buying $1.28. U.S. cents.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.